This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Honest to God, I don't really give a crap if you guys are ready or you're not. No. We're going.
Guess what? Right. I'm always ready.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Yeah. Yeah. Climbing the charts, people.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Mm. Hot off of last night's Oscar ceremony.
Mm.
I want to say nope so bad. Listen. I want to make news or nope.
Linda, honey, listen. Linda, listen, Linda.
I want to make news or nope again.
I want to
bring back the nope. But here's what I'm going to do. Enough people have to text the word nope. I don't want it to just be me because then people go, you pretentious bag of... But if you start texting 303-222-5423, start texting nope right now. If you don't care about the Oscars, then I will say nope and I will end this madness.
Okay.
There's one.
Well, this is hot off of the Oscar...
You texted.
I get it.
It's their gift bag. This year was reportedly...
You might have me.
Everybody got one. It was reportedly... See, now you throw me off and I get off prompt.
That's why you're a terrible journalist.
It was valued at $200,000 this year.
You know, they say
the prize
but
that they got.
Can I tell you why it's valued? Like, have you ever fallen for the coupon thing?
No, I don't think.
Like, at school, did you guys never have to sell them? What'd you sell when you were in band and had to go on a trip?
I wasn't a nerd.
Okay. Did you just have to sell the candles?
Magazines.
Chocolate
sold
bars?
Magazines a lot. We did chocolate bars, and we did enchiladas one year. That was kind
you
of
ever
a...
You do the pull-apart monkey bun, those bread things?
I think so, yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah.
God, that stuff's good. I'm on my third of five tangents on this particular topic. I've realized recently that there are Duffy rolls in Colorado and I need to go have one.
There's one label rep that always brings them in.
Will you just tell me when they're here? Because you're a GF. I know you can't have them.
And I just feel so bad because he's so excited about it. And I'm just like, thanks. And then I just leave it in the kitchen here.
Don't leave it. Just leave it for me.
Oh my God.
I want a cinnamon roll so bad. Anyway, one of the things we used to sell is a coupon book, and it's like for $40, but inside this coupon book, $4,000 worth of savings. But it's like, yeah, but you'd have to go. Okay, for example, here's LASIK surgery at $400 off. Well, you'd have to spend $2,000 to get that $400, but they make it seem like there's $4,000 worth of stuff inside that book. Mm. I feel like the Oscar bag is the same. It's worth $200, but here is $5,000 off some plastic surgery at the most elite plastic surgeon.
But you'd
have to spend another $10,000 with him to even get the $5,000.
Perhaps. This year, the collection included some cannabis products, so that's kind of...
Okay, that's good.
A four-night stay at a resort in the Maldives, that's worth $23,000.
But you gotta fly there.
Okay.
And so, maybe they require it to be a 7-1, but we'll give you 4-day kind of thing.
But either way, getting there is not
saying.
Free.
Okay, yeah. $5,200 stay at a Barcelona hotel, and they got Ancestry DNA's $25,000 worth of... their VIP family history experience.
Okay.
For Ancestry DNA.
Okay.
Cutting board for $240.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I heavily consume Hollywood news and gossip. I love it. I love the entertainment world. These people don't need it.
I know they don't.
And that's
why I hate it.
Yeah, I agree. That's where I was getting with this. It feels like this is, I don't know if it's like the price of eggs or what's going on, but like this is the year. It's like, yeah, I don't want to hear about 200 for sure. grand for the celebrities.
I just want you to know that because I got off on my fourth tangent, I missed the sheer okay. volume of nopes that came open. In. Mm. Yep. So okay. I'm sorry to all of you who text nope on that one. I'll do better on Aaron's story. Nope.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening. Hot off of last night's news.
If you do Oscars again, what are you doing? You know that they don't want to hear it.
Well, mine is just Best Picture, Anora. Haven't heard of it. Best Actress, Mikey Madison from Anora. Haven't heard of it. Best Actor, Adrian Brody from The Brutalist. Never heard of it.
I read a thing that more than... This is, by the way, stop texting nope on this one because this is an anti-Oscar story. I read that it was like 60%+ of people have not seen nor heard of a single mm-hmm. one of the nominees for Best Picture this year.
Yeah.
I don't... What is who's in it doesn't matter.
Anora. And the
if
other
if you don't know who they are, how in the world other, would I know?
The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, which that one was the Timothy Chalamet, Bob Dylan one, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So okay, we got one. Conclave, no idea. Dune Part 2, Timothy. Timothy Chalamet!
Did you see the controversy yeah. surrounding that?
So funny.
Mm-mm. I just think, with all due respect to people who watch the, with zero due respect to people who watch the award shows, people were up in arms on Twitter, on X or whatever we call it, and on the gram, like, can you believe, like, Conan O'Brien called out Adam Sandler, so he's like, we should all be appropriately dressed, this is the Oscars, and then they show Adam Sandler in the crowd with a, like, a bright...
He's in his basketball shorts, yes, his hoodie.
And then he browbeats him enough that like Adam Sandler gets up, decides to leave, but not before running to the front and screaming, Chalamet! Yeah. Into Timothy Chalamet's.
And like giving him a hug, interrupting.
Okay. And people were up in arms that in this world where people don't get along, that Conan O'Brien would call him out on his wardrobe. Do you understand that Adam Sandler had a microphone on?
Right. Yeah.
Right. And oh my gosh.
Like that was... How did they know what?
And he's specifically known for dressing like that all correct. The time.
And
like,
that was a whole Saturday Night Live skit or something
yes.
about the way Adam Sandler would say Timothy Chalamet's name.
No, that was at the
name.
Golden Globes or whatever.
Oh,
Nikki,
maybe.
Nikki
oh,
Glaser.
That's what it was.
She was
that's
like,
what it was.
Timothy Chalamet. It sounds like something, an insult that would be screamed by Sandler. And then she points then, him out and yeah. Sandler goes like, Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. And it's killer. It's like, this was
so
a joke.
It was just that.
Relax, people. Relax. Okay. Got it. Nope on my story.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A story that will make Slacker feel better, because a while ago you got rid of a lot of your old movie collection.
Yes.
And then we kind of hear stories about those now mm-hmm. movies are being worth some money. Well, it turns out there's a significant issue affecting Warner Brothers DVDs that were manufactured between 06 and 08.
Okay.
The discs are reportedly experiencing widespread failure. There's something called laser rot going on. So if you've held on to these thinking like, I'll hold
ladies
on.
Ladies and gentlemen, laser rot!
Yeah, let's go!
Yeah. So
laser rot.
They don't work anymore. So you're holding on thinking like, oh, it's in mint condition. It's not, and it's
laser
not
rot
worth
has
anything.
Made your hoarding worthless.
Yes,
you were correct, sir. That makes me incredibly happy.
Yeah.
Last good evening.
One. Good evening.
What you're eating is killing you. I'll tell you what it is. No, it's.
How about you tell us?
We're it's potato time. Chips. We all know they're unhealthy.
Nope. No. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.